Nothing is ever coincidence. October 20, 2022. By Justice Anavon writes, Big Lake, Alaska. It's not coincidence that Beardsley Roomy, chairman of the New York Federal Reserve Bank in 1946, addressed a meeting of the American Bar Association that year and openly described the Internal Revenue Tax as a wealth distribution scheme. He knew they'd like that, because the bar associations have long-term affiliations with organizations that approve of wealth redistribution, especially when it redistributes wealth to them. He also knew and shared a peculiar truth: taxes, he declared, were obsolete. Roomy knew that every government on earth had been fully funded since 1941, so there was really no reason or need to collect taxes to fund government services or infrastructure investments anymore. He was honest and correct in his statements. Unfortunately, instead of relieving the people of the world from the burdens of taxation, the governments kept mum about their funding largesse and kept right on taxing people, added to the regulatory burden, and stepped up prosecutions for tax evasion, using the excess revenue to create giant slush funds, grossly padded employee pension funds, and later, enormous pension fund associations able to control entire sectors of the economy. These deceitful governments at all levels continued to poor mouth about their own chosen budget restrictions, while their departments of revenue held internally managed investment funds and hired corporations like Lindsay Goldberg to manage externally managed investment funds. While they carped endlessly about budget shortfalls, they never mentioned the immense non-budgeted investment income pouring in from investments made all over the world. They certainly never mention all the money laundered and rat-holed away in sinking funds and rainy day funds and budget reserve funds and limited purpose funds and encumbered investment funds and capital budget funds and reinvestment funds, public corporations, NGOs, and trusts in a dizzying array, land trusts, education trusts, mental health trusts, public health trusts, and on and on and on. Chairman Roomy was exactly right. From 1941 on, there has been no legitimate need to promote or enforce taxation of any kind on anyone. No legitimate reason for sales taxes, property taxes, import taxes, income taxes, utility rate taxes, gas and oil taxes, capital gains taxes, inheritance or estate taxes, franchise taxes, or any other form of taxation. The entire premise presented to the general public, that taxes were necessary to fund public services and infrastructure, has been nothing but a giant fraud since 1941. All costs of government worldwide have been fully paid for from investment accruals. This is amply proven by gold distribution receipts, comprehensive annual financial reports, and the Grace Commission report provided by President Ronald Reagan. So when you hear that Joe Biden is hiring 87,000 new junior woodchuck IRS agents to strip $3 trillion worth of new tax revenues from the working people and business enterprises of this country, you know one of two things: either Joe doesn't have a clue, or Joe is purposefully unleashing a massive, illegal, racketeering operation on the general public, which has been cruelly and criminally burdened by every aspect of unnecessary taxation since 1941. Americans alone spend an estimated $490 billion every year on tax record keeping, tax accounting, tax attorneys, and that does not include the societal cost of tax litigation, tax enforcement, and the cost of incarcerating tax cheats. All this begs the question of who are the actual tax cheats, those who are knowingly hiding the actual funding status of the governments and pretending that a need for continued taxation exists. Who are those who are purposefully double-dipping by continuing the pretense that taxes are needed to pay for government services and infrastructure 60 years after all those needs were generously provided for? And long after investment income was providing for all possible services, maintenance and infrastructure development? Instead, taxation is being fraudulently excused and used abusively to fill political slush funds, to target political opponents, pay for illegal and immoral investments in human trafficking, warfare, drugs, and unregulated gambling on an unimaginable scale. It's up to the general public to shake itself awake and realize that it is being cheated, lied to, and impoverished by people we hired to provide simple public services. It's time, people, for the silent majority to wind up and speak to these and numerous other acts of coercion, fraud, crimes euphemistically described as wealth redistribution, inland piracy, press ganging, unlawful conversion, and other schemes perpetuated by our public employees and members of so-called professional associations acting as crime syndicates.